This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Give up your vows, save our city. Gavin McGinnis, thefinGavin.com. Allie Alexander, Twitter at Allie. Good time.
Real good time.
All right, let's repeat in that two-minute break all the cool stuff you were just saying.
Okay.
That was pretty powerful.
There's a lot of anti-wall propaganda going around, and the big one is walls don't work. I've been to Israel. I did a tour with the guy who helped build the wall down there, and it is a work of art.
Can we pull up the Israeli wall, please?
5% of it is about 9 meters tall. It's like Mordor, as you're saying. The rest is just a smart fence where no ICE officer, they're equivalent of ICE officer, is more than a minute away from getting over there. And they used to have a real, obviously, a serious terrorism problem with people that would sneak over. And that wall has brought their terrorism attacks down to zero. There have been zero attacks since that wall. And you have all these liberals, even liberal Jews, saying, oh, no, the wall is a stupid idea. Really? Would you rather live in Tel Aviv pre-wall or post-wall? And another lie that they say, look at that work of art. Another lie they say about the wall is, it's so stupid to build a wall. All of your illegals in America, they come from planes. It's people right. Skipping out on their visas. Right. And I want to write this in the clouds over the entire country. Those are the documented illegals. Those are the cases we know of. And that number doesn't hold a candle to the illegals that are running over the border. The reason we don't have that number is because they're illegals doing it illegally.
You were talking to a leftist, and you said, guess how many there are in the country? And they said...
Yeah, my new trick with leftists is, because they haven't done their homework, and I hate that, because it shows they don't genuinely care about what they're talking about. So you give them a few basic quiz questions.
It's all a virtue signal.
Exactly. And one I like is, how many illegals do you think are in the country now? The left's number is 13, 14 million.
30, 40.
Ann Coulter is upwards of 30, 40. The smart people go 30, 40. But I'm happy to argue with anyone who says between 13 and 30.
There's probably 40 million in Texas or something. Sorry.
And I said, give me a number. And she goes, look, I'm not a numbers person, which the whole subject of immigration is based solely on numbers.
Well,
10,000 illegals, I would never mention
And you said she said 80 billion.
She said 80 billion.
Hey, sweetheart, there's 7.5 billion people on the planet.
My dad's a mathematician, and I said, Dad, if we froze all the lakes and we were sitting like chest to back, how many could we fit in the country? He worked on it for days. And he's like, I've done some research, and we have to freeze the lakes, obviously, but I think it could be 80 billion. But you couldn't turn. You'd have to be like, and then he started going, wait a minute, what about a high-rise? Like Tokyo.
Sounds like he's fat bastard. The old brew there.
And then he's like, wait, too many buildings, you'd have to worry about sewage, and we need farmland, but maybe we could import that. He was working on it for about a week.
Space elevators.
The truth is, 80 billion ain't fit.
Captain, I don't know if we got the power.
That's my dad. He's Scotty.
Isn't this supposed to be the
We should be your dad on the show.
Sorry.
Isn't this the party that worships science and math, though? You know, shouldn't they care about
that? They don't worship
math. Oh, they have signs all over Austin that say, science matters.
Yeah. They want to get women into STEM.
Stop hate.
They want to get women into math so we can continue to worry about this 80 billion number in America. It's ridiculous, and it's a serious problem. I think one of the reasons the left attacked math is so they can say platitudes like, we're a nation of immigrants, and we can't come back with questions like, okay, I agree with you. To what number? Like, ask them. How much per student should we pay on education? No numbers too.
Let me ask that question. Like Cortez says, oh, don't worry about budgets. Just free health care is the entire budget.
Great.
So then it's like, and free education. And of course, once you make it free, it balloons the price.
Right. Of course.
Right.
They can't give you numbers. How much should we pay per student? 50 grand? 100 grand? More. Okay.
Well, who do we take it away from?
Where's this money coming
from? The IRS is taking old people's houses for this.
And they think that they can ignore numbers, and numbers like gender are fluid. And you can just go with whatever number
That's right. Randy Rhodes is checking us out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, Allie Alexander, and more. 60 seconds away.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you're a radio listener, you're tuning in to Alex Jones Show, third hour. Paul Watts is coming up fourth hour. The War Room, Owen Schroyer and others, 3 o'clock Central. Gavin McGinnis is in studio with us, one of the latest people to be completely deplatformed out there. He's suing the SPLC over their incredible demonization, calling him a Nazi, white supremacist, all this made-up crap. And then, of course, when they're heavily funded by George Soros, the literal Nazi collaborator, and Allie Alexander, political analyst, pundit, you name it. DefendGavin.com is the site that Gavin has up right now. And, of course, you can follow on Twitter, Allie Alexander, at Allie, A-L-I. Okay, I got a lot of stuff I want to cover, a lot of clips I want to get to, and any other issues you men want to get into. But I want to just get to this right now. I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. And so I have a dogged thing that I have where I'm very loyal.
Yeah.
Especially when I get persecuted, I get more loyal. It's like a dog in a fight gets even meaner. But at the same time, hey, it's great we beat Hillary. But if Trump won't do something about the organized, mass-focused censorship and really racketeering against a whole class of people, Christians, conservatives, gun owners, veterans, free speech advocates, leftists that are anti-war, they're being censored. If he won't do something about that, and then he goes, well, I don't like this deal, but we'll probably go with it for $1.3 billion, but we'll do all this DACA stuff. He's going back on promises now. He's way beyond compromising when he has the power to declare an emergency and build the whole wall in like a year with just a tiny bit of the defense spending. And his own advisors have told him that. So I've reached the point here, gentlemen, of where I'm not, you know, doing like Ann Coulter does, where it's every day a stunt attacking Trump just to get in the news and have the leftists, you know, pick her up and not shadow ban her. And I'm not against Ann Coulter. She's coming on soon. It's just that I've come more her way, or say Tucker Carlson's way, where I know the inside baseball.
Yeah.
And Trump does literally has some good ideas and, you know, has Miller and a few good people in there. But by and large now, Trump really thinks he won the election, not the internet, not the patriots, not the discontent, and he's in la-la land when it comes to a lot of stuff, and I'm getting ready, you know, I'm not bragging or anything, but just like Joe Rogan, they think I'm diminished, and, you know, that I unleash on Joe, and, you know, the phone starts ringing, but that's the power of the audience, and so Trump, I don't take pleasure on swinging our political guns around on him. But at a certain point, I love what he's doing. I hate when he gets attacked. You know, the enemy wants to bring him down because they know he's a nationalist and he's for real. And his big crime is he's being the president, and they don't like someone actually being the president. The whole swamp likes to have big meetings and parlay it and sell the country off. So I think he's a great man. But if he won't protect us from savage censorship, if he won't protect us and do anything about it, if he won't, you know, do that, then I don't know what I'm supposed to do because he's his own worst enemy.
Alex, you're being a patriot. You know, we live in a republic where we're supposed to be responsive to our public servants. Donald Trump ran on a series of promises, and that's how he earned our support. And so, and he said during the 2016 election, I'll never forget it, in North Carolina, he gave a beautiful speech after, you know, Kellyanne Conway got, some of the collaborating on the writing. And, you know, he talked about, you know, black Americans have been sold out by both parties. I want y'all to hold me accountable. Yada, 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 yada. So we ought to hold him accountable. And, you know, I've been on White House working groups with, you know, executive orders drafted for the president on the Silicon Valley issue. And the president's instincts are to act. It's the corporatist inside of the Oval Office who have Oval Office access, who can walk in, you know, whenever they want, who have convinced them, let the free market work. Or,
and I agree. And we've got to get really pissed and right. Camp around the White House to override those pieces of crap.
Right. We are the market. The people, the consumers are a market force. Our petitions, our voices, our protest, gimmicks, stunts, whatever it takes. We can't forget that the First Amendment was codified into law to protect a principle, right?
Yeah.
That we can exchange these ideas together to keep us civil so we won't go into some warlord factionist, you know, African country type of
America. And that's exactly where we're headed is tribalism. Europe was under for thousands of years.
Right.
Africa's until we got Christianity that unified
right.
us.
Right.
Well, he keeps talking about social media and how it's unfair the way Christians and conservatives are being treated. Okay, do something about it. I'm not saying that I want the president to give my Twitter account back, but this giant...
Yeah, do more than tweet. And here's the deal. Let's go after Trump, folks, in a loving way. He's got to cover his flank. And I'm going to go over just the articles the last few weeks.
Iron sharpens iron.
Of big tech censorship and then them lying to Congress. Roger Stone is charged to lying for Congress. I looked at what he said. He didn't do it. These people are doing it butt naked. Sorry.
It was a typo. And we have much more serious things going on than this platitudes about how everyone's against me. Enrico Tarrio is the chairman of the Proud Boys. He was selling a shirt that says Roger Stone did nothing wrong. He gets bombarded. His bank
Chase takes him off.
Chase takes him off his personal account. He's had it for 15 years. Jennifer Morris, who runs the Ruth Institute, they decide that she's a homophobe because she prefers male-female adoption over gay adoption. Her bank cuts her off.
By the way, let's go further. They're constantly saying everyone's Nazis. The first thing the Nazis wisely did in their evil brains was from 33 to about 37, take everybody's bank accounts and write to commerce until they were all bankrupt for 4 or 5 years in ghettos. Then he started picking them off one by one, taking their leaders away. Mm. So when they came for everybody, nobody would stand up. That model is being played out again.
Absolutely. I guarantee you Jeffrey Sandusky has a bank account. I guarantee you Jeffrey Dahmer maintained a bank account. I guarantee
exactly.
You
John Wayne Gacy people being charged with capital murder get to keep their bank accounts.
That's fine. They don't support Trump.
They encourage the Parkland shooter to make sure that he voted in the midterms. I mean, it is the criminal.
Well, your dad's a lawyer. What is this?
Well, my mom's a lawyer.
Well, but expanding on this, isn't it racketeering? Isn't it persecution of a class? I mean, what do you call it when they're telling conservatives, this is a Chinese social score, we're going to take your bank accounts away, we're going to take, I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, I think that this is the invasion of privacy. I think this is targeted harassment. I also think that these Silicon Valley companies are committing antitrust behavior.
Yeah.
You know, we are competitors to some of these folks.
Well, it's cartels. They're coordinating.
They are absolutely cartels. I had the Daily Beast, Will Sommer, reach out to us today. You know, I launched this new media property, culture.com, to amplify people who have been no platform, people like Milo, yourself. Actually, both of you guys. And, they're not going to ban me. I'm Arab. I'm black. I've got a lot of, you know, establishment connections. They're not going to ban me, but they're going to ban y'all. So we launched culture3ts.com. And then the Daily Beast reached out to me. They're like, Ollie, we'd like a comment from you. And I'm kind of like, you're a competitor. I'm not going to give you a comment. You know, you don't get to police me anymore.
And you're not a journalist. They're Antifa activists.
And they act like BuzzFeed on them are like God. I mean, if they say,
what?
Why is there fan pages of Alex Jones on Facebook and 22 pages get banned? It's like they are God. They are. It's like the SPLC. They're like the Lord. Up here on this mountain, the SPLC, as you know, trained BuzzFeed and others.
Yes.
And so they're like the Supreme Court. They just say, you don't exist, your bank account's gone.
And they're not thorough about it. They right. have all this incredible power to deplatform you, to bankrupt you, to deperson you, or put your own life in danger. And they're so flippant about it. They're just like, someone who's, I think, is racist said something nice about him. And then
here's an example.
You're deplatformed.
This is when it all started. Remember when Obama first got in 10 years ago, and they were prosecuting tens of thousands of 501c Christian churches,
yeah.
conservatives that weren't pro-abortion. And I'll never forget on MSNBC, like 8 years ago, Rachel Maddow goes, of course we're prosecuting Tea Parties and Christians. You're a bunch of racists. You deserve the IRS to come after you.
No.
So they weren't denying that Nixon thought about using the IRS and got impeached or had to leave before they fully impeached him. And they're literally on TV, that's when it all started, having the IRS persecute gun groups, veterans groups, Christian groups. I mean, how the hell did this happen? And when the IRS got away with that, the dam broke.
I was a part of that, actually. I have the National Bloggers Club. We applied for our 501c3 designation, and then they postponed us for 2 years. And then my lawyer reaches out as the Tea Party scandals, but you know, because I was a co-founder of the Tea Party movement, they reached out and they were like, and Lois Lerner never had to pay a darn thing for it.
Amazing. We're going to go to break, gentlemen. And we come back. I'm going to go through Omar, this Islamic member of Congress. Is she getting her? And I don't want her to have her bank account taken away. But she's on TV interviews saying that, oh, it wasn't Islamic, the attacks on Kenyan shopping malls, and that she basically wants Sharia law. So she's up there defending terror attacks. She gets to keep her bank account, but we don't, because she's God. Stay with us.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide. It's Gab McGinnis, Ali Alexander, in studio with Alex Jones. Just like witches and black masses. All right, let's get serious. Sorcerers of Death's Construction.
Jamesis.
So, I'll hear a little bit more.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Oh, yeah.
As the war machine.
You guys have the best music. I've always liked guest hosting for that reason.
I thought you meant white people. I was going to say thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, white people.
Hey, L.A. Alexander, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You've seen the big national polls. Democrats now are 52 to 57, depending on the national poll. They go, we just want war. And they're like, and the pollsters are like, well, okay, we don't like Trump, we want war. So now, don't let black people out of prison who've been given unfair sentences three times the cocaine sentence of a white.
Thank you, Trump.
Yeah, just don't do that. And they're like, that's not good, and we love war.
And Bill Maher says, make the economy tank. I want the economy to be doing badly. So he looks bad.
So we go back to the original question, we'll get into this big news. What, Allie, Gavin, what is the bottom here? I mean, like, the governor's celebrating like they just won the Powerball. We can kill babies after they're born. Woo! And then a woman stabbed to death. The guy wants to kill the baby. And they go, well, it's not murder. It's not a human.
It's really sickening. What's amazing is, you know, when we were on David Knight's show, Gavin was observing that, you know, these people are becoming feral. They're kind of authoritarian. But what's really interesting in this information age is so the information is spreading faster. So ideas are more viral, which is actually leading to consensus, which is why progressives who are increasingly, you know, they don't have an absolute, right? So they're pushing their value. So everyone's running together, but they're not actually expanding their majority. So they are going to cannibalize each other.
Yeah,
but our response is the next question for this age is what's the response from the right? And the three of us are like, whoa, 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 you better stop before, you know, the response looks something like, you know, Brazil or you know,
that's what they want. Remember Thatcher?
Helicopter ride.
That's what they want.
Here's the deal. I don't want all that.
Right? We don't. We want peace. Thatcher, we want peace.
Thatcher was on the House Commons, whatever you call it, and they were complaining that the gap throughout Thatcher's regime between rich and poor was bigger than it was before her. And she goes, yes, but the poor are doing better off.
Right.
And then she said, you would rather both people be doing worse off if the gap was smaller and the poor were doing worse than the poor doing better but the gap being bigger. And I honestly believe a lot of these leftists would rather we were in the Great Depression and we didn't have Trump and Hillary came back than prospering.
Well, Cortez said, if you can't work or don't want to work. and then she took it down and said she didn't do it, but it's on the archive.
They do this all the time now. You know, they've always been revisionist, but now they're doing it in real time, and then the media was echoing them. So the media 2 days ago was saying, Mark Dyson, Jack Posobiec spread this meme, and it's misinformation, when her own new Green Deal document said crazy stuff that she doesn't have to take credit for anymore. We're living in the age of disinformation.
If I could ban the Yankees and the Astros and make every other team have to play with one hand tied behind their back, it's possible that the Mets would win the
World Series. Well, by the way, people ask why I was banned everywhere. We happened to launch an app in July, early July, and I was banned on August 7th. And it was already like the number 10 app in news. Mm. And then they banned me. It went to number one. So they just removed it where you couldn't see
it. I remember that. Yeah.
People could still find it. So they just removed it total. And he's like, well, we're curating. Okay. Your users say something's number one against 8-year-old apps. I mean, we had 3 million downloads. And we looked at it with our statisticians. We got one here. And Rob Dew's brother is a multi-degree statistician. We looked at it. We're like, my God, within 6 months, we'll be the number one app on Apple. They're not going to allow that to be number one. Yeah. So it's like you're a race car driver that keeps winning all the races. They go, dude, you're not getting in the car. And we're going to take your sponsors and just go away.
Let's get blacks out of the NBA. I want my team to win. I'm going to rig it. Like, truth is not on their side.
Well, exactly. InfoWars, I'm not bragging. And just like you were number one on CRTV, which made people mad, so they removed you. Being number one is without the big establishment people knighting you, because they are like slave owners, to use the NFL analogy.
Yeah.
They're literally sitting there saying, okay, Alex Jones is the LeBron James of the internet. He's number one everywhere, even with the suppression. Just take him out of the game.
Get him out of there. Now I can win. Now I've got.
Well, same thing happened to you. You were a MVP, NFL super team guy. What do they call that where it's the big, Pro Bowl where all the top guys have the big game? I don't follow football anymore, but what's the name?
Super Bowl.
No, not the Super Bowl. No, they have the Pro Bowl. So they took you because you were number one on CRTV. So that's like, you're off the air.
Done. You can have a Sharia app. You can't have the InfoWars app. I want all the apps. Like Mao said, let 1,000 flowers bloom. But they just want their particular flower.
By the way, I'm not bragging about that. It's like you're number one and then they take you off.
It's a metric of public support. That's what it is. And they want to manipulate the public. They don't hate Alex Jones. They hate that the public supports Alex Jones.
Exactly. And they hate the public realizing that they've got people that agree with them.
Right.
They don't want a sense of community. In fact, they say that in WikiLeaks. We can't let nationalists and capitalists and independent free marketers have a sense of community.
Which is the whole basis of this country, by the way. It predates this country, right? The pilgrims came here to get a sense of community. The Puritans did it. The founders, their parents did it. I mean, literally, the whole basis of this land mass is that people.
Freedom from persecution. So, Allie, where does it end? Gavin, I mean, how you keep saying it, where does it go?
Is it civil war? Is it a Ferguson riot from coast to coast? Is it murder? Is it assassination? Is it burning people's houses?
Oh, they're going to say you're calling for that. No, you're saying where it is.
No, I don't want that. We've already seen this in California. The racial tension is so bad that you have Mexican gangs, MS-13, throwing Molotov cocktails into black people's homes. We already have a brown and black race war.
That's so astute because all the numbers, state and federal, show the real wars between Hispanics and blacks. Why is that?
It's economics. Economics.
And notice it doesn't get reported on, though.
Right. If you shove everyone in a ghetto, some people want to be king of the ghetto, like Ben Shapiro. You know, he wants his write-ups at the New York Times, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's other people who are like, okay, well, I need to compete for landmass in the ghetto. And so that's what happens is you have all these rich people. I think this is actually the plan for California. The plan in California is to make elites and slaves and then carve out the middle class, shove them into Montana, Nevada, Arizona, making them blue states, and then they've taken over the nation by building, District 1, moving it from D.C. to California. I think that's what
you're right. They're moving it to District 1.
Yeah.
And then they see Texas as their other command base.
Oh, yeah. They got it. If they take Texas or Florida off the map, they've won.
I can't tell you how many conservatives I talk to who say, I'm sick of being around these people. It's just not fun. My kids aren't getting educated. I want to move to Montana.
Everyone I know, we're going to come back. I'll talk about this, but I want to get into the censorship. I know a lot of wealthy people, hardworking people, employ a lot of people.
Mm.
And they're all moving to Montana. They're trying to get me to move to Montana. They're like, the private jet is waiting for you. And they want you to move with us. And it's like the evacuation's already begun.
Yep.
It's true. They call it white flight, but it's really Christian conservative flight.
Yeah, and these are literally like, we got a private jet ready to pick you up. And I'm just like, It's kind of hard, though. It's kind of like Saigon and the helicopter skids, It's like,
I don't want to give up.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You get sensitive about the fact that people say he'll never take a serious controversy. Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now, tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that? But you're not. Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And you know, Strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people, and I don't think you should as an entertainer.
The walls do not make us safer. We know that walls do not save lives. Walls end lives. We stand for America, and we stand against walls. Immigrants commit crimes, including violent crimes, at a lower rate than do Americans who were born in this country. El Paso has been the safest city in the United States of America, not in spite of the fact that we're a city of immigrants, but because we are a city of immigrants.
The globalists want to sabotage this country. There's photos of Beto behind a 20-plus foot fence being guarded by a wall saying walls shouldn't exist. Gavin McGinnis. Just the SPLC, Ali Alexander here working with him, great journalist and patriot. I got a lot of angles I want to cover. Paul Watson's coming up next hour. I might host a little bit with him, but we'll see. But the time we had together with you guys, other issues, other points you want to get into, because I've kind of been guiding the discussion here. But I think what's coming out as a consensus is the left isn't even liberal anymore. They're just insane, pro-war, crazy people funded by big corporations and multinationals that want control of this country, and they're really just a bunch of followers.
Well, the problem with all this censorship is we go off at a tangent, and I don't think the country's ever been more divided. Maybe during Vietnam we were this divided, but they come up with, say, that stupid myth about how all of our illegals come from planes. No, those are the only ones we have on file. Much more illegals come over the border. We just don't have them on file.
Yeah. Now, when 10 times the number.
When that rumor propagates on social media, we used to be able to go in there and go, that's a common misconception, and sort of correct the ship. Now the ship has cut us off, and they're just going off. And the next thing you know, we are these horrible Nazis that don't know the whole thing about planes.
Or and by the way, they say Statue of Liberty. They used to hold you 3 to 6 months in quarantine to make sure you didn't have a disease or treat you. They're not even the Democrats wanted to have no beds and check no one.
Oh, the plague's coming back. You know, we have our own people in San Francisco and Los Angeles with the fecal matter, the hair and needles, all that stuff. And then we have, you know, people overstaying their visas on planes. And then you have the southern border. I mean, something bad's coming.
And if you read the fine print, smallpox and measles and all this stuff, they go, look, no.
We thought we're gone.
It's illegal aliens. And I'm not against the illegal aliens. We should have given them treatment.
Yeah. Well, we're not against them as human beings, right? We want to make Mexico great again. We want to make Guatemala great again. We want to keep
them. But you just can't let them in, and then that's mean to them to not test them.
It's open borders only hurts the brown people in both countries. It only makes rich white Mexicans richer and rich white Americans.
And that's the global, the elitist attitude, whether it's a rich Mexican or a rich German or a rich Chinese, is we live in the elite area, screw them, exploit them.
Yeah. Well, you live in these rich neighborhoods and they have their hate has no home here attitude, and you realize the only visible minorities you see are your servants, is your maid.
Oh, Paul shows the numbers in England. He looked at J.K. Rowling, all of them saying, house these people in Germany, where they're throwing old Germans out of their house and putting 20, Muslim men in it. And literally, it's 99.9% white.
Yeah, the whiter you are, the more you cherish your precious little race. And it's so insincere. They don't really like black culture or brown. They like the restaurants. That's all it is. I like when they come up to me with a tray.
I like the fried chicken, and I like the sag, and I like, you know, this and that.
I like them serving me things, and I'm not speaking me. I'm saying the rich liberal elites. I like them serving me things, and I like when they dust my house. But they don't, play soccer with Dominicans. They don't roll dice with blacks. They don't hang out at the Apollo Theater. They're not into the culture. They're into them being served. They're like aristocrats. And that pipeline in Britain, it's not American.
What do you make of this spectacle of the governor of Virginia now saying he's a moral compass, he's going to teach us?
It's amazing. I didn't want that guy to be pilloried when I first heard the story. And then I remembered, wait a minute, this is the guy who ran on a lie that Trump supporters are driving through Virginia with Dixie flags on their trucks.
Yeah.
trying to run over Mexican children, just trying to kill them.
He's the guy that got elected on that.
Yes. Right.
There was an ad, you know, to the viewers, there was an ad.
Yeah, pull up the Virginia ad where white guy in truck runs over Mexican kids.
Right.
They were scaling a fence.
Like white guys in trucks are going, let me find some Mexican kids to run them over. I'm going to find me a Mexican.
Oh, and a Muslim too.
I know, it's the Muslims running folks over with cars.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, why don't you just show footage of the West Side Highway instead of making it?
The Republican nominee was Ed Gillespie, who is a moderate Republican, not a Trumpist, you know. So they just were going to paint all white people, all Christians, all Republicans, anyone who's not agreeing with the orthodox.
Let's be clear. Gillespie's a neocon, and he wasn't good enough.
Yeah. So, you know, you're a racist. We're all racist.
Meanwhile, is this an ISIS recruiting video?
Run, come on.
ISIS, run children over. No,
he's coming
to
kill us. That's a slow truck, by the way. I would have killed those kids 100 times over by now.
Yeah. You know, I brought this paddle. Can we get the camera?
Oh, he's got a don't tread on me thing. Look at
it's
that.
It's crazy.
But what about the who's the other guy? It's all three of the leaders in order in trouble.
Well, there's the other guy who admitted that
he's like
was
the attorney
doing
general or something.
And
says,
then we got the rape.
Fire him. He's in blackface. Turns out he's in blackface.
Yeah. So the attorney general, Mark Herring, was also in blackface, at least. Who knows? They might also be in the KKK. You don't know with these Southern Democrats. And then the Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, you know, apparently is going around grabbing, you know, women's tushies at the Democrat National Convention. You know, very credible allegations.
But some of the Democrats are defending.
Right. So they've got Me Too scandals and blackface scandals and KKK scandals. And, you know, what you notice, what I've noticed, I've had a 12-year career, but even in high school, the only people who are caught in blackface or KKK outfits or KKK titles, I've been alive, have only been Democrats.
Well, let me tell you, I've grown up in Texas by Christian conservative parents. My mom was socially liberal on a few things. But we were like ashamed that America ever did bad stuff. But then I would suddenly get around Democrats, and I'm not knocking the North, but I started going North by the time I was in college. And I'd be at a bar with folks who are like, yeah, these GDs, such and such. And I'd be like, are you testing me? Because I'm my own person, like Martin Luther King. I'm proud that I'm about what I stand for, not what color I am. And I just learned, like, my God, it's these Democrat cities have been using racial management and cultural management. And now they're trying on a whole country, and it's not going to work. It's going to blow up.
The North is much more racist than the South.
Absolutely.
As an immigrant, I've noticed that.
Absolutely.
The North hates them in practice but likes them in theory, and the South hates them in theory but likes them in practice.
I talk about this all the time. Look, where have we had race riots? We've had them in L.A., Detroit, and then the fake South, Baltimore and Ferguson. You don't have it in Atlanta, which is called the city too busy to care about race. You don't have it in Dallas. You don't have it in Jackson, Mississippi.
You don't have it in Alabama. They've done that.
Well, I'm not virtue signaling, but it was weird.
It's the truth.
It was weird when I was a kid at Thanksgiving or Christmas, and I was at my grandma's house in East Texas, that like a line of black people would bring all these incredible sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie and hams. And they were all crying, giving my grandmother this food. And it was because my grandfather was the county tax assessor. And it didn't matter if you're poor black or poor white. He'd come tell the rich neighbor, we're going to increase your taxes. This widow's not going to pay tax. And they did stand up against the KKK. And my grandfather was the first Republican to get elected in that county. They got threatened and stuff. And the black people literally worshipped my family. All of a sudden, I'm here with the Southern Poverty Law Center saying I'm a Nazi. I mean, it's just not reality.
Let's leave the left to their own
devices. No, but I used to literally like, why are there another car pulls up with black people giving us pies? I'm like, well, just don't worry about they like us. And it was because we stood up to the KKK. And then
you know how to coexist in the South. Blacks and whites know how to coexist. They don't in the North. That's just the fact.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Drudge retweeted Ali Alexander's powerful interview with David Knight this morning with Gavin McGinnis. That's also up on InfoWars.com. So we're glad that that happened as well. Absolutely, we need it because we're getting censored to hell.
We need $1 million.
We're going to censor a little bit into the next hour. We're going to get into the censorship right now a little bit in the next hour. But, yes, get into your Southern Poverty Law Center fight.
It's going to take years, and it's going to take a lot of money. A whole lot of spending money.
You know, we met with a legal team. We have two legal teams, one in New York and one in Alabama. And, you know, Gavin asked me, he said, are you ready to spend 2 years of your life doing this with me? And I said, if you're in, man, I'm in. And so, you know, what we're doing is a multi-front war. We've got two different legal teams. We've got researchers. And but what's really important is that we got to make sure that Gavin doesn't disrupt his entire life. He's got a family to support. You know, he's got a new show.
I'm still going to do stuff. I'm still going to keep fighting. But I don't think the left, and I don't think a lot of people on the right, realize how much of the new right's time is spent in court. Alex Jones, the amount of time you spend in court, the amount of time James O'Keefe spends
in court.
12-hour interrogations.
They target activists that are effective to weigh us down and bog us down. So anybody that Soros is funding suits against, InfoWars and others, needs your support. And again, I'm all about, you know, Rush Limbaugh does not have any other guest on, unless it's Dick Cheney or Charlton Heston, which is fine. Because it's all about the Benjamins go to his network. Here, I bring other people on to talk what they're doing, but I want to explain something. We're the mothership. We're under massive attack. So I tell listeners, please support your lawsuit. The discovery, whether you win, lose, or draw, is going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's just more heat we put on them. But support InfoWarsStore.com as well. Because without your support, folks, we're going to be shut down within the next year. And it just comes down to that. We have great products you need. Thank you all for your support. Now, getting back to this, a Dr. McCann shot, please. Let me just do that, please. That'd be great. Dr. McCann shot, please. I want to show TV viewers this. Dr. McCann is right here. This is where it's always been, right here. Hammer the living hell out of it. So, reports. Russian authorities make deal with Google. Now, this is AP just a few days ago, okay? Now, that's AP. And they make a deal to remove thousands of websites. I've got 50-something articles here that I went over this morning and that I covered and that I have where Google's working with China, Russia, the EU, Saudi Arabia, every major group to shut down whoever they want. They then go before Congress, Gavin and Ali, Alexander. They go there and they say none of this is happening. That's lying to Congress.
And it's really strange how we lost our freedom. I don't know when this happened. I think it's happened. It's been an asymptote that's really ramped up in the past 2 to 5 years. But we are happily censoring conservatives and Christians in our own country and then making deals with these communists and saying, yeah, well, we're fine with that. As long as we can have our app in your country, we'll follow all your tyrannical rules.
We're living in a la-la land. You know, I was talking with Jesse, who runs a lot of the creative direction over at culture.com with 3 T's. And, you know, I was like, you know, 10 years ago, I think things were crazy. Okay, that was 2009. What are we in now? And he said, you know, this is sci-fi. This is sci-fi. We're told to go to war with Russia, even though we're arming Ukraine and Poland, and to ignore China. You need to go to Irvine, California, and see what the Chinese are actually doing to our country. They are gutting the country. I'm not supposed to talk about this, but, you know, go to cities like Irvine, California, go to parts of Oregon, go to parts of Washington State. They're totally gutting our country. They'll come and buy these houses in all cash. They'll leave Louis Vuitton bags in their Ferraris and not care because it's all fake. It's all fake. And then we're told
they're using fiat currency, their government printed.
Yeah.
And then Trump isn't a fiat guy, but he gets we're in a fiat war.
Right.
So he says, give America fiat, and the Federal Reserve goes, no.
You're smart. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't actually get this. We are due.
Explained it.
So we're due for a
Ollie.
We're due for I trade stocks. I mean, that's how I sustain myself.
So we're not for fiat, but we're in a fiat war, and Trump gets it.
Right. So the higher the U.S. dollar goes, the more we can pay down our debt. And so Trump has engaged in this type of non-fiscal conservative policy in order to pump up the dollar. But what people don't know, and the media won't tell you, and I hate this stuff, is the reason why Justin Trudeau had to make the new NAFTA deal is because their economy was down 32% when ours was up 32%. That's a 64% spread. So a lot of us don't see that in our day-to-day.
And just
lives.
Trump getting a few things fixed turned it around, but now they're taking power away from the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Explain that, though. I'm not for fiat. I'm not for deficits. But if the Chi-Coms and everybody else is in a race to the value, and they're giving themselves trillions of free money, give it to Americans, build factories, because at least we've got infrastructure and pride.
Right.
So we're going to have a freaking bubble, baby. Let's ride that sucker all the way to Valhalla.
Yeah, you just actually described what's going on. So Trump is engaging with the system that we have until it can get fixed later. But, you know, China's economy is also down 30-something.
And I like Peter Schiff, but he's like,
No.
We don't. No, I get his, like, perfect Puritan deal.
Yeah.
The Chinese government has a 10% growth rate. They put tens of trillions into their market. They prop it all up. We were put into a global market.
Right.
We're playing by these rules. And then Trump goes, you know, I'm not going to just give, like Obama did for 8 years, 0% interest to big mega banks, mainly mainly in Europe and China.
Right.
We're going to actually make it for the people.
Right.
And then the establishment craps their britches and goes, oh, my God, America may come back from the dead. And just a slight, like they're smothering us with a pillow. Trump halfway pulled it back. Oh, God, that air's good. Brrr, the pillow's right back on her face.
Yeah, that's that. So what they want to do is that they want to increase.
So Trump should just open up the floodgates. I say give everybody $1 million. Frickin' Chi-Coms want a deal? We'll let $1 million to everybody.
Yeah.
Let's break the commies back right now because they're already going to deflate it anyways.
Break them and then reform. You know, bring them to the negotiating table. And I think that that's what we three are about. We're engaged in a cold civil war.
But we're being realist. This is real.
Real.
Not all like, oh my God, we got the deficit and we're going to go bankrupt. The banks already moved to China.
Yeah.
They're screwing us.
Singapore, Beijing, those are the next capitals of the world.
Gavin, you're looking at me with that.
No, you guys are real smart about economics and stuff. I thought Fiat was a car. I'm getting about 15 to 20% of this.
He's got the cowboy hat between the two Texans.
I'm not kidding.
Allie, how much do you think Trump statistically was able to get done of what he wanted to get done of? I think like 20%, and it literally was like bringing day back to night. I mean, it was...
It's tough to say. I would probably argue that it's more than that. I don't agree with the Heritage Foundation that he got 100% of his agenda or 80% of his agenda.
But that's horse crap.
Yeah, it's so, I don't want to get into why they're doing that.
It's not putting Trump down.
No, it's not.
Well, they want him to think everything's won.
So. Right. Yeah. It's to defend Mitch McConnell and the Chamber of Commerce. You know, let's not get into it.
Yeah, but. Mitch McConnell, more cheap labor.
Yeah, and so that Mitch...
Wow, we need more cheap Mexicans for us to do it all.
Whoa. He looks like a turtle. You know, let's pull up Mitch McConnell. He looks like a turtle, but his wife is the Department of Transportation Secretary.
And she's funded by Soros.
So he wants to get an infrastructure bill through so that he can retire. Who's going to manage that money, Alex? That $2 trillion that goes through an infrastructure bill. This is a good, I try not to talk about it too much because it will get you hurt. But, there's an infrastructure bill that can pass both parties. And,
God, he does look like a Galapagos tortoise. Jeez.
I want to preserve him. I'm worried he's going to go extinct.
Let's put him on the...
He's an endangered species. And I think that when you see him with glasses, it's almost like there's been too much pollution in the ocean.
You know, you literally, like, 20% of our audience is TV. We're mainly radio. We're hundreds of affiliates. People just don't
they
get,
can't
like,
see that.
Pull up Mitch McConnell next to a Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah, you'll be enlightened by it. But Trump is under fire, which is why he needs us to remind him you're under fire.
Well, that was my next question.
To you.
I mean, let me just go over some of these headlines for you. This is AP. Report, Russia authorities make deal with Google to censor thousands of websites. But they tell Congress we don't censor. Russia makes deal with Google to delete links by banned websites. Daily Caller. Apple, Google slammed for hosting app that allows men to track women in Saudi Arabia. And it just goes on. China, the slaughter bots. I mean, this is just Google won't work with the U.S. military. They'll work with the Chinese. And then it just goes through them working with all these countries to censor. And they're censoring us. And I've got articles where the left brags. And now Apple's telling news sites that want to get approved to Apple app, you can't talk about globalism, the New World Order, hate, any of this stuff. That's all going on. We've got somebody complained at Bloomingdale's that they were selling a fake news shirt. So that's hurtful just to say fake news, so that's banned. You've got now Google engineer wants to ban Jordan Peterson. Now we've got all of this insanity, and it just gets crazier and crazier. I mean, how far does this go? Because they keep telling Congress they're not doing it. Meanwhile, in Congress, pressures tech companies to ban InfoWars. So they're like having congressional hearings saying, ban me. Then they sit there and go, we're not banning anybody.
You're right. When does it end? How can it possibly get more clown world? I don't understand. I don't understand why the left is so adverse to freedom and everyone having the right to say their say.
Because they were all raised on these weird-ass universities.
It's the Frankfurt School.
Yeah.
The Frankfurt School worked. They said, what was it, back in the 50s? If your opponents become too frustrating, just keep yelling racist, and eventually that will distract from the conversation.
It's occult magic, making words.
They're doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bloomingdale's, don't sell fake news. We'll be back fourth hour with Paul Watson and these guys. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.